This quarter in Sabbath School, we have been learning about creation and what was created on each day and that God pronounced it good. The earth was indeed a beautiful, clean, unpolluted environment, made perfect by God. In fact, we are told it was not just good, it was very good, Genesis 1:31. It was not left to take care of itself. We are also told we are to be the caretakers. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till and keep it, Genesis 2:15. So how do you think we are doing? Or more specifically, how are you doing in taking care of the earth? Do you know what's in the bag?
Somewhere. Ah, there it is.
Johnny's apple. Okay.
So here's a little quiz today. How many people live in the United States approximately? Anybody have an idea? What I read is around 315 million people. Do you know how much bottled water Americans consume annually? Do you know how much money is wasted on bottled water? Do you know how many water bottles get thrown into the trash every day? The sheer numbers are staggering. Every day, about 140 million water bottles end up in the landfills. Every day. That's about 50 billion bottles a year in the U.S. landfills. In 2008, Americans drank an average of 215 bottles of water each year for a total of 66 billion bottles. This number of bottles can reach around the world 13 times if they are standing upright like this. If they are laying down, they would go around the earth 30 times. That's in 1 year. In addition, we are shipping 1 billion water bottles a week around the U.S. in ships, trains, and trucks.
Picture a disposable water bottle, 1/4 full of petroleum. This is full of petroleum. These are empty. That is how much it takes to make and distribute a single bottle of water. So we are paying 2 to 4 times the cost of gasoline for a product that is virtually free. The cost, of course, depends on where you buy it. You can get it at Costco for about 25 cents a bottle, at a convenience store for $1.25 a bottle, at the airport for $3.50 a bottle, or at a duck game or Disneyland for $4.50 a bottle. At even the cheapest prices, Americans are paying $35 million a day for water, or $12.7 billion a year at the Costco price. Not only are we filling our landfills with plastic water bottles, but the data released by the United States Government Protection Agency shows that somewhere between 500 billion and 1 trillion plastic bags are consumed worldwide each year. Less than 1% is recycled. It costs more to recycle than to produce a new one. So where do they all go?
A study in 1975 showed ocean-going vessels together dumped 8 million pounds of plastics a year. The real reason the world's landfills weren't overflowing is it wasn't ending up in landfills, but rather in ocean fills. Some people have estimated this floating garbage as being the size of Texas. And while that's said to be a huge exaggeration, it is still becoming a huge problem. Bags get blown around in trees to different parts of our lands and to our seas, lakes, and rivers. Bags are finding their way into the sea via drains and sewage pipes. Plastic bags have been found floating north of the Arctic Circle near Spitzbergen and as far south as the Falkland Islands.
Plastic bags account for over 10% of the debris washed up on U.S. coastlines. Plastic bags photodegrade over time. They break down into smaller, more toxic petropolymers, which eventually contaminate soil and waterways. As a consequence, microscopic particles can enter the food chain. The effect on wildlife can be catastrophic. Birds can become terminally entangled. Nearly 200 species of sea wildlife, including whales, dolphins, seals, turtles, died due to plastic bags. They usually die after ingesting plastic bags, which they mistake for food. God says we are to be stewards. We are to be stewards of God's earth, ruling over that which is not ours. You, God, made humans rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under our feet, all flocks, all herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. Psalms 8:6-8. So what do? If you use a cloth bag, you can save an average of 6 bags a week or 24 bags a month. That's a minimum. 288 bags a year or 22,176 bags in an average lifetime. If just 1 out of 5 people in our country did this, we would save 1,330,560,000,000 bags over our lifetime.
Ireland started taxing plastic bags in 2002 and has now reduced consumption by 90%. In March of 2007, San Francisco became the first U.S. city to ban plastic bags. By reducing plastic bags, we are also decreasing our dependency on foreign oil. China will save some 37 million barrels of oil each year due to banning free plastic bags. It is possible. Do something drastic. Cut the plastic. You know, recycling isn't new. People have been doing it since the beginning of time. I know my grandmother certainly knew how to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about yours? I can remember her darning socks when they got a hole, cutting off buttons to reuse, cutting quilt blocks out of old material, and watering plants with dishwater. And one thing she never did, and that was throw food away. Every little bit was saved to be eaten later or used again. My grandparents also had a garden and grew most of what they ate during the summer, as well as preserving it for the winter. In other words, they ate local and off the land. The motto in her day was, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. I think it's time we get back to that motto, don't you?
Do you think God is in the business of recycling? I think He is. He takes the old, broken down, worn out people and makes them new again. We can read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
We are also told that when He returns, the earth will be made new. We can read in 2 Peter 3:12-13, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I can't wait for that day. How about you? But until then, I have my recycle bins, my cloth bags, our reusable bags, and my reusable water bottle. So today we want to encourage all of you to take the time, go through your house, and see what you are using that can be done away with, and start conserving and trying to save the earth.